that controversial EU emissions tax is postponed. Continental and United pilots to ratify a new contract. And TechNam delivers a new affordable flyer. This is Aero News for Wednesday, November the 14th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The European Union will delay the implementation of its emissions trading scheme for non-European flagged airliners for 1 year, giving the ICAO an opportunity to craft an international plan that will be palatable to the rest of the world. In a news conference held Monday, EU Commissioner for Climate Action Connie Hedegaard said that based on the encouraging results of the ICAO Council meeting on November the 9th and the constructive engagement of the EU's international partners in the relevant discussions, quote, the EU is convinced that a global solution for addressing the fast-growing aviation emissions from international aviation is within reach at the upcoming ICAO Assembly in 2013. As a gesture of good faith, the EU will stop the clock on the implementation of the international aspects of its ETS, end quote. The obligations relating to all operators' activities within the EU, however, will remain intact and compliance with the EU law will be enforced. NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin warmly greeted Hedegaard's statement as a major step back from the brink of a looming trade conflict. Bolin said the NBAA believes emissions are a global problem demanding a global solution, and that the NBAA looks forward to working with all parties to develop that solution. Within days of word that American Airlines pilots have reached an agreement in principle with their management, comes word that the master executive councils of the Continental and United pilots, represented by the Airline Pilots Association International, have voted to accept a tentative agreement on a joint collective bargaining agreement reached with United Continental Holdings, Inc. The agreement now goes before the pilots for a ratification vote. Once there is pilot approval of a contract, the operations of the two airlines can finally begin to be integrated, including the integration of seniority lists for the two pilot groups. TechNam North America has launched the new P92 Echo Classic Lite at a special introductory price through the end of 2012. TechNam says the airplane responds to market demand for a no-frills basic aircraft that will still retain the great flight characteristics of the best-selling P92 family of aircraft. The P92 Echo Classic Lite will appeal to budget-conscious buyers who are looking for a low-cost, predominantly metal, factory-produced, light sport aircraft from a major manufacturer. The basic airplane includes a Rotax 912 UL 80-horsepower engine, which can use standard grades of automotive fuel and is even more economical than the already frugal 100-horsepower Rotax. All metal construction for structural components. All required day VFR instrumentation for flight outside of controlled airspace. A max cruise of 103 knots and an endurance of 3 hours on a single fuel tank. Standard 2-year, 200-hour manufacturer's warranty. And prices start at only $74,999 for a day VFR aircraft. Piper Aircraft and the Florida Institute of Technology have launched a Piper Aviation Career Alliance to educate and provide enhanced vocational opportunities for aviation program graduates, as well as graduates from other programs offered through the school. The 5-year agreement includes a fleet of new Piper training aircraft for the Institute and enhanced career opportunities for its students and graduates through Piper internships, scholarships, career interviews, and mentoring. Kenneth Stackpool, Ph.D., the Florida Institute of Technology's Vice President of Aviation Programs, said, quote, our new career alliance with Piper will help our graduates secure employment in the aviation industry, in airline operations, airport and airline management, and as flight crew members in varied responsible positions within corporate and commercial aviation and government agencies, end quote. Well, that JetBlue captain who went through the cabin of an airplane on a flight from New York to Las Vegas last March yelling about Al-Qaeda and Jesus has been released from a prison medical facility, though records of his psychiatric evaluations have been sealed. Clayton Osmond, 49, suffered from what was described as a, quote, brief psychological disorder, end quote, caused by a lack of sleep, and was found not guilty by reason of insanity on charges of interfering with a flight crew. The former pilot remains on the JetBlue payroll, though his status is inactive, according to a report from the Associated Press. The judge has issued orders preventing him from boarding any flight without permission from either the judge or his probation officer. He must also find regular work or enter a training program approved by the probation officer. His attorney said it's not known whether he would ever fly a plane again, and a JetBlue spokeswoman would not say whether the release would affect his status as an employee. Winero News continues. A personal helicopter? It's made in Japan. Where else? Piper's Seminoles and Archers to get the Garmin G1000. And celebrating double nickels.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, November the 14th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Japanese RC helicopter manufacturer Hirobo made a splash at the International Aerospace Exhibition in Nagoya, Japan last week with the unveiling of a personal electric helicopter capable of reaching speeds of up to 62 miles per hour. A story appearing online in Rocket News 24 shows the aircraft looking very much like a giant RC helicopter on display at the show. Company president Kotaro Matsuzaka said that the aircraft is intended for use during emergencies and disasters. He said that he expects the development program to cost some $125 million. The aircraft should fly for about 30 minutes on a single battery charge, according to Matsuzaka. Its quiet electric motor would make it easier for pilots to hear injured or trapped people calling for help, he says. Matsuzaka said that the issues standing in the way of the aircraft are more legal than technical. However, he did say that a two-place version of the aircraft is also on the drawing boards. Still, it may be a long time before the average commuter can get his or her hands on just such a flying machine, if ever. But pretty much any pilot who sees one is bound to have that, "I gotta have one of those," reactions. New twin-engine Piper Seminoles and single-engine Piper Archer aircraft models, manufactured beginning in 2013, will be equipped with the Garmin G1000 avionics suite. Piper made the announcement at the company's 75th anniversary celebration and fly-in in Vero Beach, Florida. Garmin's G1000 is a seamlessly integrated all-glass avionics that makes flight information easier to scan and process. The G1000 flight deck presents flight instrumentation, navigation, weather, terrain, traffic, and engine data on large-format, high-resolution displays. It replaces the G500 suite currently on Seminole and Archer aircraft. The launch customer for the new Garmin G1000-equipped Pipers will be the Florida Institute of Technology. Well, it's a career that's definitely worth celebrating. U.S. Airways flight attendant Betty Nash celebrates 55 years of dedicated service with the airline this month. Ms. Nash has the distinction of being the most tenured flight attendant at U.S. Airways, with a hire date of November the 4th, 1957. Nash, who is based in U.S. Airways Washington, D.C. focus city, began her aviation career with Eastern Airlines, flying on the carrier's Lockheed Constellation 1049 aircraft. In 1961, she began flying for the Eastern Air Shuttle, which provided flights every 2 hours between New York's LaGuardia, Washington National, and Boston Logan airports. Over the years, the Eastern Air Shuttle became the Trump Shuttle, the U.S. Air Shuttle, and today's U.S. Airways Shuttle, where Betty continues the proud tradition of these airlines, flying between her home base at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport, Boston, and New York's LaGuardia Airport. U.S. Airways, by the way, plans to hire approximately 450 flight attendants this fall and winter, with the first group of new crew members taking to the skies in early 2013. One can only wonder how many of that group will, in 2068, celebrate their 55th year of service, and on just what type of aircraft will they be flying. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.